Good morning. It's Monday, March 11th. Here's what we're working on. Two women have been sent to hospital after a shooting on Highway 6 in Flamborough.
City of Hamilton's website is back up and running this morning after some outages yesterday.
And we have highlights from last night's Academy Awards. Good morning. Coming off a busy weekend, I want to give a shout out to all the women that I ran into on Friday. After the show, there was a women's expo in Brantford that a bunch of us went to. And a special shout out to Lori and Chastity from the Brantford Region Indigenous Support Center.
Awesome.
So many viewers came up and said, oh, we watch the show
Yay.
All the time. So
thank you for that. And how much they love me.
Yes.
Yeah,
on Women's International Women's Day, they would say that.
That would be the first thing out of their mouths.
Totally, yeah.
You get to work with Tim.
Oh,
goodness. How lucky are you?
Yeah, man, do I feel sorry for you. Wonderful. Great to see you. Hope you had a good weekend. Hey, Brian, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. But I'm a little chilly.
Yeah,
I must admit.
It's a little different, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, what a day yesterday. Oh, you know, it got colder as the day went on.
It did.
Yeah, we sat around. -2 with a wind chill of -10 yesterday afternoon. That wind was relentless and it's still strong this morning. Yeah, and we've got a wind chill right now of -6. So it's a chilly start. March waffles an awful lot. Your temperature goes up, temperature goes down. So we had the down yesterday and we're going to start to get into the up. Today we should hit 7 degrees and lots of sunshine. Tomorrow will be double digits and lots of sunshine. 12 to 14 degrees around the horseshoe tomorrow. So pretty nice few days coming up, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. We're sitting right now on the zero mark with a wind chill, as I mentioned, -6. Traffic this morning, nothing going on. Looks good. 403 Waterdown Road, that's our camera. That's doing okay at the moment. We'll check a few MTO traffic cameras, and we'll have a look at what's happening at the QEW. QEW Centennial, Nikola Tesla Boulevard. This is the camera. Toronto-bound lanes toward the Skyway. Here's the Skyway Bridge. Top looks good. No problems as you head through Burlington, Oakville, even into Mississauga. Everything right now is doing okay. So we'll look at weather and traffic coming up in a few minutes. Right now, news.
Thanks very much, Brian. The OPP are investigating a shooting early yesterday on Highway 6 in Flamborough that sent two women to hospital. Simone Gavros joins us now from where it happened. Simone.
Hi, good morning, Annette. Well, I'm here on Highway 6 in Flamborough, just before Concession 5, and right behind me up the street is where the shooting happened yesterday morning. Now, just to give you an idea of this area, it's fairly busy given that it is this highway here on Highway 6, but there's real no foot traffic area. There's just a couple businesses that are along this stretch. Now it's just 5 minutes or so from Waterdown, but here's a little bit more from police on the incident yesterday.
The Burlington OPP are investigating a shooting that took place on Highway 6 in the area of the 5th Concession Sunday morning, March 10th, just after 5 a.m. This investigation is ongoing. The investigation is continuing with the Highway Safety Division Crime Unit along with Forensic Identification Services under the direction of the OPP Criminal Investigation Branch.
Now, there was a heavy police presence in the area at the time of the shooting, blocking off a stretch of Highway 6 before reopening just before 6 p.m. yesterday. Hamilton paramedics say that two women believed to be in their 20s were brought to hospital. One was in critical life-threatening condition and the other in serious condition at the time of the incident. Now, their current condition is unknown, but we've reached out to paramedics for an update. OPP have given very few details on the shooting, and there are no details of any suspects or any of the vehicles involved. Now, the OPP are asking any witnesses or anyone with dash cam footage to please come forward and contact police or Crime Stoppers. But for now, Tim, I'll send things over to you.
All right, thanks, Simone. Well, friends and family have found the body of a missing man in St. Catharines. They made the grim discovery in a home near Lake Street and Welland Avenue in downtown St. Catharines. 32-year-old Jonathan Cronkwright had not been seen since the end of last month. Now, friends say there were others living in the house where the body was found, including a woman with a young daughter. A group searching for Cronkwright say they told Niagara Police about the home, but they say no search was initiated. Niagara Police have told us here at CACH News the cause of death is not known.
Thieves didn't get much from an ATM heist in Burlington, but they left behind a huge mess. This is surveillance video from inside a convenience store in downtown Burlington. The thieves broke through the security bars in the window, hooked up an ATM inside the store, then pulled it out using a pickup truck. Now, this happened a week ago Sunday around 10:30 at night. Now, the store's manager tells CHCH News they left with nothing because the cash machine was empty. The theft did cause about $7,000 in damage to the store. There is no word on an arrest.
Hamilton Man is facing several charges after a deadly police pursuit. This took place in northern Ontario. Now, Ontario's police watchdog is now heading the case. Last Thursday, OPP in Kirkland Lake tried to stop a vehicle, which then sped off. Shots were fired, and one of the men inside, a 26-year-old, was found dead. A 23-year-old from Hamilton ran from the vehicle but was arrested. His name has not been released, and he faces charges of attempted murder, assaulting a police officer, and escaping custody.
City of Hamilton's website is back up and running this morning after it went down yesterday. The city says the outage was a preemptive security measure. The website was unavailable for system changes made by city staff after a ransomware attack 2 weeks ago. The City of Hamilton's website says the city does not believe people's personal information or data has been compromised. Several other online services are still down. We're going to have an update with Hamilton Mayor Andrea Horvath just after 8 o'clock this morning. Student nutrition programs across Ontario are having to find creative ways to stretch increasingly insufficient dollars. Groups say it's because of the growing need caused by the pandemic, inflation, and the increasing number of students that they serve. The Nutrition for Learning program, for example, in Waterloo, says many of its programs are having to cut back on the number of days that they offer the program, or like other groups, they're forced to split food so they can stretch them out. The Ontario chapter of Coalition for Healthy School Food is asking the province to double its budget from $32 million up to $64 million. Oppenheimer, the big winner at the Academy Awards last night.
You are the man who gave them the power to destroy themselves. And the world is not prepared.
A three-hour biopic about the man who created the atomic bomb was named Best Picture. Cillian Murphy, who played Robert Oppenheimer, won Best Actor. He and director Christopher Nolan picked up their first Academy Awards for their work on the film, as did Robert Downey Jr., who won Best Supporting Actor. The Best Actress Oscar went to Emma Stone in Poor Things.
Sports Live, we go. Plenty to get to in the wide world of sports. Let's begin in Regina, where the final of the Montana's Brier, the men's national curling championship, had a familiar face in the final as Canada's Brad Gushue was going for a third straight title.
So whoa, push whoa, leg. Whoa, wait, whoa, whoa, wait, here we go. Clean. Short run back. Can you
clean.
Score
yeah.
a couple here?
Yeah. Yes!
Hard! Harden trying hard, to hold this up for clean, them now. Just a little clean. Short little run back. Clean it. And there are two more.
He gets that title as he beats Saskatchewan's Mike McEwen in his home province 9-5 in the Brier final to book another ticket into the World Curling Championships coming up later this month in Switzerland. For Gushue, he ties a Canadian record with a sixth Brier win, where he has skipped all of them, further cementing his place in Canadian curling history.
Up ahead, Van Acker swings it back to Patrick Thomas. Back to Van Acker off the left. Oh, what a goal!
Bulldogs sporting some slick-looking jerseys that were auctioned off for local charities. They tried to halt a two-game slide in front of a rocking crowd at the Civic Center yesterday. No contest against their rivals from Peterborough as Merrick Van Acker would score a couple. Rookie Joshua Avery scored his first of the season, part of a three-point night for him, and a 7-2 win as they move to within a point of first-place Oshawa with six games to play.
So the little fundamentals that you talked about.
Steal by McDavid, moves in and scores! 68 seconds in!
So on the ice in Pittsburgh, not a good idea to give away the puck in the first minute to the best player in the world because Connor McDavid will take advantage. He did, and the Oilers beat Sidney Crosby and the struggling Penguins handily. They smoked them 6-1 last Sunday. Hamilton's Darnell Nurse had two goals as they shut the Penguins out 4-0 last night.
Feed Mrazova.
back to Watts, shoots, she scores!
Huge win for PWHL Ottawa in Montreal yesterday as Oakville's Brianne Jenner would score once and add a helper to beat first place Montreal 4-2. So Ottawa moved into a tie for fourth in the P-Dub with Boston. Reminder, the top four teams make the playoffs. Montreal unable to move past Toronto for first, who are on an absolute heater. They've won 9 straight games.
SCA is just being the bus driver. He's taking everybody to school. Shea, up and under. That is just impossible to defend.
Come on, Hamilton Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, his usual spectacular self, proving game in, game out. He is so hard to defend against as his Thunder hosted the struggling Memphis Grizzlies. This one not even close. SGA didn't even play the fourth quarter, finishing with 23 points in the 124-93 beatdown. So they stay atop the Western Conference standings. And let's finish up in Dunedin, where the Blue Jays split squad hosted the Orioles, while the other half of the team faced the Orioles on the road. You say Kikuchi on the mound in Dunedin, not a good start for him. He even gave up 2 home runs, including that grand slam to the best prospect in baseball. His name is Jackson Holliday. Orioles, they're going to be a problem. And they finished first last year. They beat the Jays in this one 11-6. The other squad tied the O's 6-6. The big news over the weekend, though, was the Jays signing of Toronto native Joey Votto to a minor league deal. We'll chat more about that and what he posted to his socials coming up in Sportsline.
6:11 is the time on this Monday morning. Getting back at it, we're looking at our traffic cameras first of all. Then we'll get to our forecast and what we have for the day today. Traffic's doing fine. We have no reports of any collisions at all right now in the Hamilton area, around the Horseshoe. Looks good here, 403 and Waterdown Road. MTO traffic cameras start in St. Catharines and come around the Horseshoe. Here's the QEW at Mountain. Looks good there. Nikola Tesla Boulevard, still no problems. West of Brant Street, Toronto-bound lanes towards us, all moving nicely through the Ford plant and on to Etobicoke Creek. So all around the Horseshoe, that's pretty much how it looks. Looks good this morning. Temperature feels a little chilly. Temperature has just fallen one. We're now sitting at -1 to start the morning, but still that's above seasonal for an overnight low still this time of year. The winds have been a real factor. Yesterday they were gusting to almost 60 kilometers an hour. Right now they're dying off a little bit. West-northwest 18, gusting to 35. That makes it feel like -6. The skies are fairly clear this morning. We do still have, as you can see, those arrows coming down across the Great Lakes, that northwesterly flow. And it's going to be northwest 30, gusting to 50 as the day goes on. But at least our temperatures are going to be better, and we'll have the sunshine for the day today. Lots of sun today. Clear skies tonight. As you can see, once again, lots of sun tomorrow. And look at that warm, that red line. That's the warm front. Leading edge of warmer air pushing through us, and it's going to be even better. So we'll climb to 7 degrees today for Hamilton. It'll be double that for tomorrow. So 5 to 7 degrees for Niagara, 8 to 7 this end of the lake, 8 to 9 degrees around the rest of the Horseshoe. So much better than yesterday when the temperatures fell to -2 by afternoon later in the day. But tonight, temperatures stay on the plus side pretty much. I mean, the minus column for Brantford and for Kitchener and Guelph. But otherwise, 1 to 3 degrees. Skies fairly clear tonight. Tomorrow, look at this. Sunshine, 14 degrees. 13 for Halton and Peel, 15 for Brantford, Guelph and Kitchener, but lots of sunshine, milder temperatures, and a bit more of a southwesterly wind for the day tomorrow. So out the door, 11th of March, here's what we're looking at, -1. It's mainly clear, and those winds are making it feel like -6 at the moment. Chilly start. Long range coming up. Annette, Tim.
Okay, let's check in right now with Emily Vukovic. We talked a little bit about the Oscars, but you've got all the dish.
Oh yeah, we're going to be talking about the swag bag, we're going to be talking about all of the Oscar surprises, and we're even going to touch on our predictions, and we're going to see how well each of us did in our Oscar pool.
Okay. Yeah. I did pretty good, so I'm excited to talk about this.
I got 8.
Oh, awesome.
I did horribly. But we're also going to be talking about a Canadian actor who finally got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yes. Okay. Well, very well deserved.
We'll see you in a bit.
I'll be there.
Over on the couch, coming up after the break.
A Northern Ontario Crown Corporation is staying on track while Boeing is dealing with new issues on the ground. Business news is coming up. 6:16 on your Monday morning. In overseas trading, the Canadian dollar is up 8 basis points to 74.23 cents U.S. Gold is down 30 cents. Crude oil is up 22 cents to $78.23 a barrel. Checking midday trading in Europe, markets are down in London, Frankfurt, and Paris.
Out to Asia we go. Markets are down. Whoa, what's going on in Tokyo? Wow, whopping 868 points. Up in Hong Kong and Shanghai, North American markets, nothing substantial like that. There were losses across the board. This is back on Friday. Some triple-digit losses on the NASDAQ, some slight losses on Bay Street, too. Let's see how they rebound as we kick off a new brand-new trading week. It is Monday, March the 11th.
Well, the union for employees at a Northern Ontario transportation company have reached a tentative deal. The bargaining committee for Ontario Northland is unanimously recommending the agreement to its members. Details won't be released until they've had a chance to see it. They had given their union a strong strike mandate to take effect tomorrow if an agreement wasn't reached. Northland is a Crown corporation that provides passenger and freight services in Northern Ontario.
The Wall Street Journal reports that the U.S. Justice Department has launched a criminal investigation into the Boeing jetliner blowout. So the newspaper, it cites documents and people familiar with the matter who say that investigators contacted some passengers on the January 5th Alaskan airline flight. Now, the Journal reported Saturday that the investigation would assist the department's review of whether Boeing complied with a previous settlement. Boeing has acknowledged that it cannot find records that should have been kept for work done on that door plug that blew out.
Microsoft says Russian state-backed hackers gained access to some of its core software systems. New details have been revealed after the cyber attack was first disclosed in January. It shows a more extensive and serious intrusion than previously thought. Microsoft believes hackers used information stolen from its corporate email systems, including access to some of its source code. That access could be used to compromise other systems. Microsoft says so far they found no evidence that Microsoft-hosted customer-facing systems have been compromised.
American lawmakers are considering a bill which could lead to the video sharing app TikTok being unavailable in the United States. The legislation would ban the social media platform if it doesn't break ties with its Chinese parent company, ByteDance. Joe Biden has expressed support for the bill, even though his presidential campaign recently launched a new TikTok account. So the bill next moves to a floor vote, which is expected sometime this week. If enacted, it would give ByteDance 165 days to sell the app.
OpenAI is reinstating its CEO, the board of directors, adding it has full confidence in Sam Altman's leadership after an outside investigation into the company's turmoil. The ChatGPT maker had hired a law firm to look into what led the company to abruptly fire him in November, only to rehire him days later. After months of investigation, it found that he was ousted as a consequence of a breakdown in the relationship and loss of trust between him and the prior board. OpenAI has also announced it has added three women to its board of directors.
Disney is seeking approval from local officials to expand its California theme park offerings over the next four decades. So the proposal won't increase the company's geographic footprint in Anaheim, but it would allow for new attractions on unused spaces. Disney officials say there isn't room to build new immersive experiences without the changes. Anaheim's Planning Commission is expected to review the proposal today, and the City Council, they must approve. The plan would require Disney to invest $1.9 billion in the theme park-related offerings in the next decade.
Saudi oil giant Aramco says it made $121 billion in profit last year, and that's down from its 2022 record because of lower energy prices. In a filing yesterday, it says the decrease mainly reflects the impact of lower crude oil prices and lower volume sold and weakening refining and chemical margins. Aramco reported a $161 billion profit in 2022, likely the largest ever reported by a publicly traded company.
Good
Can't
news.
Even fathom that amount.
No, that's not the good news.
Yeah, okay.
The good news is you don't have to worry what to dress the kids in today.
No.
March break. You also don't have to make their lunch. That's a big one. So I hear. I'm not around for it.
You scurry out the door.
Okay,
yeah, bye, Liz.
Yeah, bye. Okay, well, what does March break bring when it comes to the forecast? We'll check in with our pal Brian Webb after this.
Coming up on 625 on this Monday morning, 11th of March, looking at our traffic cameras, looks pretty good here at the QEW in Welland. Not much going on at St. Catharines this time of the morning. Pretty light volume. That camera was just there. QEW at Bronte Road, doing okay at the moment. Toronto bound towards us. So was that camera. Oh, we're having fun with cameras this morning. At least that camera's there. But we have no reports of any problems at the moment. Okay, temperatures right now. Hamilton's temperature, we were zero. We've now fallen a degree to minus one for Hamilton, minus one for Mississauga. You factor in the winds, still fairly strong this morning. Make it feel like minus six. It's zero for Grimsby and for Toronto. So seasonal temperatures this time of year, three for the daytime high, minus five now for the overnight low. And those are our sun times and records for today. And yeah, we are going to see the sunshine for today after that cloudy, cold day yesterday with the snow flurries on and off. Yay, we're going to be sunny today and a high of 7 degrees, so above seasonal. Tonight, skies will be clear, plus one the low. And then look at tomorrow, sunny and 14, a bit more cloud cover, but still some sunshine by the time we get to Wednesday. Stays in double digits at 12, and there's a chance of some showers as we get into Thursday, particularly Friday, Saturday, and St. Patrick's Day on Sunday already. So 10, then we come right down to 6 and 4 degrees as we head through the weekend. That's your forecast. Annette, Tim.
May get in the way for some of us trying to watch the total solar eclipse next month, but that's not going to be a problem for a retired physicist in New Brunswick.
His name is David Hunter, and he's been leading a group of volunteers putting together a sun-tracking telescope that they plan to lift high above the clouds with a weather balloon. You can see the creation process on Hunter's YouTube channel, where he's been documenting the Agile Eye project for months. So if it goes well, when the moon moves in front of the sun on the afternoon of April the 8th, cameras inside the box dangling beneath the balloon will live stream images to a YouTube channel.
I love how duct tape is a very important part of that.
Yeah, well, that's not even duct tape. That's that like construction tape.
Yeah.
That's even stickier.
Yes.
It gets on everything, and then it gets in your hand, and you can't get it off your hand. It works.
I know it well from home renos.
Yeah, right? Goodness. Okay. All right. Yeah, so we haven't even talked. We lost an hour of sleep. I think we're doing pretty good.
Oh, that's right.
Huh? You look great.
You do too.
Yeah, thank you so much, Haley, for helping us out this morning. The last hour of
sleep. You don't want to see the before pictures.
Oh, baby. Hope you're good. We'll see you after the break. I like the colors today, too, huh?